Not to give the dog scraps here on the stuffing show, Rural War Room.
It's going to be tough because they're practically on the table with us. You know, this is the Rural War Room. I'm Byron Werner.
I'm Donovan Suit.
We bring you wacky music from our personal collections every week at this time, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Central Time.
Always fun.
Tuesday.
Should be here every week. Tuesdays aren't boring anymore, especially, you know, around the holidays.
Well, you know, it isn't hump day. It's not the start of the week. It's a weird zone there that we're trying to fill.
Needs help.
That's what we're doing. So tonight is the stuffing show, and we're going to give you a little of Russ Case and his orchestra.
Find us on Facebook, rural, anywhere, Rural or Room.
Smell it! Smell it! Smell it! Smell it! Smell it! Chew it one time. just a phone. Just a phone. To make you bite your granny. I say we got just a phone. Just a phone. To make you bite your granny. Go fight the feeling. I bet the end of you come on through. I let your feet begin to boogie. And you begin to move. I say we got just a phone. Just a phone. To make you bite your granny. Just a phone. Just a phone. To make your body ready.
Matching.
are listening to Rural War Room.
I'm Byron Werner.
I'm Donovan Suit.
We love bringing you weird music, even if we don't know what it is. And that's a perfect example. That's something that we got from our friend Nick in New York. Some Japanese music. We don't know the title. We don't know the artist, but it's pretty cool. And we decided that you needed to hear that. So that's what it was.
Yep, true. Can't tell you the title.
Or that's what it wasn't.
Before that, we heard Morning, Noon, and Night. And yes, that really is the name of the group.
I heard that Noon went solo.
I hate to say, you know, the unfortunately titled Morning. You heard that Noon went solo.
Well, yeah, he formed his own group. Noon's Afternoon Delight or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was from there. Well, their album, hopefully, yes, it is just called Morning, Noon, and Night. That'd be terrible to have a debut album that's not just called that bad title.
I wonder if he's related to Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits.
It doesn't look like it.
Although that might be Peter No One, because it's N-O-O-N-E.
It's produced by Peter Stokes. So
yeah, Peter No One. N-O-O-N-E,
yeah, yeah.
No One.
No, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
So that song, you know, what? It's the stuffing show. It's Thanksgiving time. You know, Bite Your Granny is the name of that song.
I would want a little gravy on her, at least.
Well, sure, but, you know, you might bite your granny. You might need to be aware that these things are going to happen.
It's a feeding frenzy. Look out.
Right. You know, and you don't want to bite. No, just for clarity's sake, you don't want to bite your granny. Okay?
Another one where we don't know what the song title is, but at least we know the name of the group, Logic System. And,
that Japanese group, Logic.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's got Japanese title, so I just don't know what it is.
See, before that, Screamin' Jay Hawkins asking you to bite it.
More biting.
But probably not your granny.
I don't think he's really specifying. I think he just wants you to bite it.
True, true.
Before that, we started off with Russ Case and his orchestra, The Doll Dance, once again from the history of Space Age Pop, which is the bastardized term for Space Age Bachelor Pad music, put together by Erwin Chusid. That's from Volume 1.
Woo.
I think we're all caught up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Well, onward.
Then find Rural War Room on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll try to live chat during the show. It's hard to do because we're juggling. We don't plan what we play. We just bring a whole bunch of stuff and then go off what each other plays. We come up with a loose title, you know.
And sometimes we try and blend stuff, and sometimes we butt it up against one another.
Depends on what the song is and what we decide to do.
You know, I don't know where to go from this. I'm going to go to something completely different, just like they do in Monty Python.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So anyway, find us. You know, we are Rural War Room. We're on Facebook. That's
Sounds
the easiest
like
place. And here's some John C. By Zector, another group you're not going to hear on any other show. More synth stuff.
Yeah. Thank you. By films about drug addicts, I do. If we have to have films about drug addicts, why can't they be musicals? I mean, it would be so much more cheerful. As a matter of fact, I've just written a dope musical. The first act takes place in a luxury penthouse in Mott Street. We discover our heroine nervously pacing up and down the room, biting her fingernails. She goes to the window, throws it open, looks out and says, "What's keeping Frankie so long? Why doesn't he come and bring me that which I must have?" Cocaine chases off the blues. Cocaine, who cares who is whose? Cocaine, with it I'm aglow, without it I go insane. You can take away my kisses and hugs, but don't take away my dangerous drugs. My eyes have been so swollen since my syringe was stolen at an orgy with Porgy and Elsie in Chelsea. It was stolen from my pocket while I lay on a divan discussing Jean Cocteau and opium with a man who looked like Orson Welles and waved a Chinese fan. When I found it was gone, I gave him such a biff and said some kleptomaniacal stiff has stolen my syringe, so now I'll have to sniff
like to remind you, do not stuff your turkey with drugs.
No, especially if you're crossing state lines. It's not a good idea.
No, don't do that stuff, you guys. Come on. Things get a little crazy, I guess. That was Tom Waits doing a little number called Midtown.
It's almost like he's pinned a little rock and gone to Midtown Billiards, you know?
Almost.
Before that, Hermione Gingold, a wonderful English character actress. You've seen her in a million things. You may not know the name, but the voice, or if you ever saw her face, you would know her. She's in Gigi. She's in The Music Man. She's in a lot of wonderful old musicals. She's a very hip old lady, and this is when she was not quite as old a lady as she is now, or even was in the past, because she's pretty old now if she's still alive, which I'm not even sure she's still alive. That's from an album called La Gingold. You heard her doing a musical about drug addiction called Cocaine. Before that...
That was spawned by the previous cut from Japan, the group called Cokehead Hipsters. Come on, Eileen, live. And I don't know what to tell you about them, except they are just out of their minds live. But we're never going to see them here. So, and, you know, Thanksgiving, it is the stuffing show. You never know when, you know, someone's going to show up and you're going to be like, wow, man. Before that, Margu doing Hipsters Shangri-La, which kind of, well, spawned Cokehead Hipsters. Wow, there's a trail for you.
Yeah, and before that, Sanko Nemchilyak.
A big boss line, if you will.
From Tuva. I believe she's also part Mongolian. Wonderful older lady, bald-headed little wonderful singer, very hip lady. One foot in the ancient Tuvan traditions and one foot in the experimental jazz area. You heard her doing Running Tapes.
Just an incredible.
What a voice.
Yeah, incredible voice. Starting off that block from, I believe that they're from the Czech Republic. I need to make sure because I haven't been able to track them down since MySpace was around. Zektor. Yeah, Zektor is the name of the group. And Jonci is the name, or Junk is the name of the song.
Okay, so we're continuing on with our stuffing show here on the Rural War Room in the latter part of November 2011. We're going to hear some Soft Machine back when they had Alan Holdsworth in the group. Let's go. Thank you.
You're listening to Rural War Room Radio. This is Magma live in Paris, France.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are listening to Rural War Room Radio.
And that's a Rural War Room exclusive.
That's so
brought
true.
Brought to you personally.
Yes. I was very lucky to see them in at Dos des Lombards in Paris about a year ago at this time and get to record the show. So that was part three of that segments of recordings that I did over there. And it was really more a reunion for the original trio of vocalists. The best thing is Christian, the drummer,
the
leader.
Bander.
Yeah, the leader and founder of the group kind of zoned out in the beginning, and they started the show, and he was just kind of not paying attention. So they
He's the leader of the group.
Cracked
Christian
up at
Bander is the whole reason that the
Absolutely.
Group exists.
They've got
it's
their own
vision.
Language. They're one of the few groups that has their own language. Maybe the first group to kind of do this in a psychedelic, you know, rock and roll kind of way.
Psychedelic jazz rock experience.
Yeah,
they're fantastic. Before that, another jazz rock innovation group, the Soft Machine. This is later in the career, 1975. They go back to the 60s. You heard them with Alan Holdsworth doing the title song of their album, Bundles. One of their better offerings. I would recommend that one. Here we are on the Rural War Room, KBF 88.3. Happy to be here deep into our sixth year on the air.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to take care of some business.
So yeah.
Be right back.
Be right back.